Ingredients. 1. Pork pieces, 1 kg 2. Kashmiri chili paste, 3 tablespoons, soak Kashmiri chilies in vinegar and grind, 3. Turmeric powder, 1 teaspoon 4. Whole pepper dash half teaspoon 5. Ginger, 3 inch piece 6. Cumin seeds, 1 teaspoon 7. Garlic, 8 cloves 8. Cardamom, 2, remove skin and take seeds, 9. Cinnamon, 2 inch piece 10. Cloves, 6 numbers 11. Coconut vinegar, 3 tablespoons, if not available use any other vinegar must see quantity according to how sour it tastes, 12. Big onion, 2 13. Curry leaves, 10 leaves 14. Water, 1.5 cup 15. Salt, to taste. Preparation. Cut the pork into 1 inch bits, wash well and put into a cooker. Add vinegar and grind 1 to 9 ingredients into a smooth paste, pour it into the pork bits. Cut the onion and grind in the same jar and add to the pork as well and add water. Mix the ingredients well, add curry leaves and salt, close the cooker and cook for 6 to 8 whistles, depends on the age of the pork. If it is tender 5 or 6 whistles will be enough. Once ready open the cooker and remove the curry into another open vessel and cook till the gravy thickens. If the gravy is thick enough in cooker no need to cook again. This curry tastes better on the next day or after 1 or 2 days like the pickles. It's a very delicious curry which you can cherish eating with kalapam, palapam, chapati or bread. If you want to take it to places like pickle, avoid adding water when cooking, grind the masala without water, add only vinegar. Though it looks very spicy it's not the Kashmiri chili gives the color. Those who like it very spicy can add some green chili while cooking. Make this to add taste your celebrations and your guests will always remember you. Copyright 2018 MyGrandma'sHealthySchool.com, all rights reserved.